Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Aria.
Hello.
We've got Maggie.
Hiya.
We've got our podcast picks at Rainy. And our podcast Pixie Miles.
Oh.
Ah, woo. We're back, baby, for another exciting episode that Rainy has so graciously curated. Mm-hmm. She's been hearing all your feedback about how awesome she did on the last couple ones she's curated. And so she came up with some questions for us to answer, mm-hmm. some things for us to look inward with.
We're digging deep today.
We're digging deep. It's all about regret, mm-hmm. baby. Mm-hmm. When you guys think about regret, what is like the first thing that comes to your mind?
Regretsy.
Like
actually, yeah. I think about regretsy too. It's so funny.
What's regretsy?
Oh my gosh. Okay, Maggie.
We talked about this on the podcast already.
I think we did. Yeah. But remind,
but it's like expectations versus reality, like Pinterest versus reality. Buying something. You buying something, well, on Etsy and then later regretting said thing.
So that's where your brain, do you have like, where your brain goes more positive when it comes to regrets or more negative when it comes to regrets? Like, do you see the, you know, the lessons you've learned, or do you hold on to the things that you've,
I feel like regrets always bring up negative when I think of
regrets. Yeah.
Regrets. Mm-hmm. Or like shame and guilt.
Ooh. Ooh, that's
embarrassment.
Those are rough feelings to be having.
For a regret?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a natural response to a regret.
I think so too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's like the first thing that you think of when you think about something that you regret?
I have one of my lighter regrets. I was at a music festival with a group of friends in, I think it was like first year of college, and we had a choice. We could either see Stevie Wonder or we could see Skrillex. Everyone except me wanted to see Skrillex. I really wanted to see Stevie Wonder. So I went for like the first 15 minutes of Skrillex with my group of friends because I didn't want to go see Stevie Wonder and like stand in the crowd by myself. So I stood there for the first 15 minutes and it was like all these lights and it was cool, but I was like, I need to get out of here. This is like not the vibe. So I ended up going to Stevie Wonder by myself and like a couple of my friends made fun of me, but 10 years later.
Wait, a couple of your friends were like, hey, you're going to go see this Grammy award winning, famous musicians of all time. Fucking sucker.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Skrillex?
Yeah.
Push some buttons.
But yeah, I think that was one of, I was like, I should have just stood my ground and just went to Stevie Wonder right from the beginning. It's just such a funny story. And I remember telling Zach that. He's like, you went to Skrillex for the first 15 minutes when you could have seen Stevie Wonder his entire set? And I'm like, yeah.
Regrets.
So
regrets.
Funny.
What about you, Ariel? What's the first thing that like pops in your mind when you think of regret?
I have a weird relationship with regret. Because I don't like to dwell on like things that I regret, mm-hmm. because it like, I don't know. I think I have a personality that if I let myself like kind of think about those sad things or difficult things or, you know, things that I regret, mm-hmm. because I feel, you know, sadness and like, you know, kind of embarrassment and things like that when I think of regret. I have to be in a certain place to allow myself to feel those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I often like to, when I think of regret, I actually think of the opposite of regret, like things that I don't regret, you know, that maybe I should, or like, you know, or like choices that I made where I'm like, fuck yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah. Is that, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's, I think that's just a trick that I play on myself.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like you're reframing your relationship with regret instead of dwelling on what could have been. You dwell on the things that did happen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the more positive things that you're excited that you don't regret not doing.
Right. And I also, I hate the idea of things being final, you know, like your Stevie Wonder story. You know, I'm thinking to myself, like, I feel like instead of feeling that regret, I would just go to another Stevie Wonder concert, you know, like make that my goal would be to like, okay, so it didn't feel great that I did that. And now I'm going to try to do something about it. You know what I mean?
What a proactive stance.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I also feel like there's maybe something about me that can't dwell in hard places. Mm. You know what I mean? I find it very difficult to like be in a difficult emotional place.
Mm. Yeah.
I definitely, I certainly regret a lot of things.
Do you regret more things that you did or didn't do?
Didn't do. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I live in a, I don't want to regret not doing something. I would say like the prime example where it was more of a stupid idea was the paintball Squid Games. I was like, I'm only going to get shot with paintball once, so I'm not going to wear any padding. And all the people there said it was going to be totally fine. They're like, it's going to be great. I still have a bruise from getting shot with that paintball. And that was months ago. But like, I feel like that's my mind process when it comes to something where I'm nervous about doing it. I'm like, well, is this the only time I'm ever going to be able to do this? Mm-hmm. If it's yes, then I'll just do it.
That's so funny.
Typically.
You know, going in, this is the only time I'm going to go for it. Because you could have showed up to that day of paintball and been like, I'm fucking scared. I don't know if this is something that I want to do. I'm really nervous about it. And you could have, you know, not been in the video. You could have just watched.
Yeah.
And then you would have looked back and been like, well, this is the only time I'm ever going to do paintball. Like, why didn't I just do it?
And then I just get shot with that paintball from like 8 feet away.
Maggie, how do you like deal with feelings of regret?
I see it as an opportunity to reflect and kind of be more self-aware. I think it's kind of healthy. I mean, there are certain, depending on like if you regret not doing said action or if you regret doing said action, they're very different. But I think it's an opportunity for us to learn and kind of sit with those uncomfortable feelings.
Mm-hmm. Things that I think of when I think of regret, there aren't like huge life regrets that I can think of because I feel like I've thought about those enough that I've done something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's because I'm old as shit and, you know, oh my God.
Ariel, you're in your mid to late 30s. You're not 80.
Yeah.
But I definitely, I will regret things right after I do them. Hmm. You know, it usually happens with like encounters with people, you know, where I'll meet somebody that I admire and then I get in my car and I'm like, fuck, why did I say that? You know, or like, oh, that was so dumb. I really wanted to talk to them about this. And all I could talk about was like this stupid thing. That happens sometimes with some of the like parents at Wes's school or something like that, you know, where like, I don't know, I want so desperately to like make friends with people. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be at the park or something. And I think to myself, like, be cool, Ariel, be cool.
You're also making friends as your toddler is.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Be cool,
be cool. You know, but then I you guys know me, I'll just start talking about something that's like wildly personal and like I'm making somebody so massively uncomfortable. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I say that? You know? Yeah. And so I'll like get in the car, and I've actually done this before. Like I'll put Wes in his car seat, leaving a play date or something. Mm. And I'll literally talk to myself, and I will talk through the things that I wish that I had said. And there was one time when Wes was like, "Mommy, who are you talking to?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm talking to myself."
Like, Chandler, you're debriefing with yourself.
I totally am. But like, those are the sorts of regrets that I have daily, you know, where, I'll leave the podcast and I'll think to myself like, "Oh man, like that was stupid." Or like, I shouldn't have said that. But then, you know, you just kind of have to be like, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, while stealing a question from Rainey, do you think that there's a difference between regret, guilt, and shame? Mm-hmm. Or do you think that they're all kind of encapsulated into one? Mm-hmm. I would say from an outsider perspective, hearing the way you describe it, I think for you, it sounds like it's very intertwined.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Maggie, you were saying that a lot of those feelings come up when you feel regret.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like a little Venn diagram of them all.
Yeah.
I feel like they all kind of overlap for me.
Do you regret things daily? Or is it more of a, you have big things in your past that you wish that you had done?
I think mine's more in the big picture.
Really?
Like I kept joking when we were talking about this episode, but I really regret not learning Spanish. It would have helped me so much. Like literally every job I've ever worked has been heavily Spanish speaking, is half of the staff. And I would have crushed it. I would have crushed it. Yeah. And like now living in Southern California, I'm just like, I should have learned Spanish. And I feel like it's too late. I know it's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's harder to learn languages when you're an adult, but I'd love to learn Spanish and ASL. Those are two things that I'm like, man, could have really helped me to know those things.
Yeah.
Those are good things to know how to do. And I don't know how to do them.
Yeah.
You can watch TV shows in Spanish.
I do. I watch them in Spanish. Sí, claro. I pick up those couple words.
Yeah. But
yeah. I think, yeah, that would probably be, I think of regrets in terms of like really big picture things. Whereas like daily things, I think I would more associate with those other like negative, like if something happens, it's more that I'm embarrassed or ashamed of something that happened. Whereas like regret, I'm like, oh man, I wish I learned Spanish.
Yeah.
I wish
I regret this big decision that I made in my life.
Yeah. Instead of being like, yeah, I would say, I think for me, regret is a big word, whereas the other words are smaller
in terms of like the actions.
Yeah. How about you, Max?
Generally regret, the way I view it, is big picture things, but like, I've been like thinking like a couple days ago, I'm like, oh man, I regret not like plotting out my day better and like utilizing my time better. And I'm trying to think if there's a different word I could use besides regret. Or like I'm frustrated with myself.
That's funny. That's the first word that came to my
regret.
Mind too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm frustrated.
Like embarrassment is definitely one of the words. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like frustrated or I wish that I had done something else. Mm-hmm. You know, regret does feel like a really big word.
Yeah.
It feels like one of those things where you're like, I regret this thing that I did with my life, you know,
and you can't change it.
Whereas, you know, like an interaction or just, you know, kind of maybe something that just affected your day rather than affected your life, could use a much smaller word. If there was a smaller word for regret.
A baby regret.
A baby regret.
An oopsie.
Yeah, an oops.
You took an oopsie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think regret is something that we naturally have or know about? Or do you think it's more like we're told? Like for me, when I read that question from Rainey, I always think about my friends who are choosing not to have kids. And people always say you're going to regret that one day. And so I feel like it's more of a social construct that like people tell us we're going to regret things, but like whether or not you actually like regret isn't an emotion.
Right.
Yeah.
Regret is it's like the, it's like packaging all of these different emotions together is regret. It's funny, the kids one, because it's like, that puts it into the perspective of something that you can't change. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's, although I feel like for a lot of people that's actually not true, that there are other options. If you want to have kids later in life, you can. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like a life changing decision. I don't know, but I think that's also just the way that I look at regret too, where it's like, nothing is final.
Yeah. You're like, I could always change it. I can always change it. Yeah. I feel like there's that, what do people always say? Like they poll the people right before they die and they talk about like, what were your regrets in life? And no one ever says like, I regret that I didn't work more or like,
right.
You know, you regret like not taking, I think it, for me, it's like you regret not taking advantage of opportunities when you have them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you look back, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So you would never.
Yeah.
You never know in the moment.
Totally.
That you're going to regret something.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Do you guys ever check in with yourselves and think like, you know, am I doing something that I'm going to regret? Or am I not doing something that I'm going to regret? Do you ever think that?
Yes, as I was paying someone to tattoo cats on my arm, I had a thought of, is this who this is? Should I do this? I definitely check in when I'm doing something. But I do like the way the, you know, the scale goes. It's like, okay, am I going to feel worse not doing it? Because, you know, it's something, for that example, it's something I've always talked about, something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Am I just going to talk about it for forever? Or am I going to regret just talking about it for forever? And should I just dive in and do it? Because that's what I want to do right now.
That's something I love about both of you, actually, is that I feel like, you know, I asked that question knowing the answer. I feel like both of you are very aware of like the fact that you check in with yourself and you usually choose the opportunity over not doing it, you know? And I love that about you because you're like, I'm going to regret not doing this. And so you do it.
I feel like you're the same way.
I like to think that I am. Yeah.
You're a big yes ander.
Yeah. It's the yes.
If you want to do something, Ariel will say, yes, let's do it.
That's true. And because, you know, we are that way. Do you have any tips for people who want to be, who want to have fewer regrets? Like, are there certain, like certain things that you would never say no to or certain things that you think, you will never regret? Like one of those things for me is spending time with my family.
Yeah.
Like I'm never going to look back and say like, oh man, I wish that I had gone to get a massage rather than spending 4 hours with my kid, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm never going to regret that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are certain things that you guys probably have too.
Oh yeah. I think now that I have, you know, being in the place in my life where I have the means to travel the way that I like to, mm-hmm. or have, you know, the only way that I've learned now that I've, you know, started traveling in my early 30s, I don't think I'll ever regret being like on a trip uh-huh. or like going somewhere, seeing something, eating something, all of that. Yeah.
Having a new experience.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever look back and be like, ah, shouldn't have spent those extra days in Greece. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
all that money we spent on XYZ trip.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Which you're is never like, going to,
in the, you know, privileged context I know, of it. I know. It's one of those things where it's like, because I have the means to do it now in my early 20s, yes, I would have absolutely regretted going on a vacation because it would have negatively impacted the rest of my year. Mm-hmm. But being in the place we are, you know, very lucky to be in now, I will never regret going on trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even think like even when I didn't have the means to travel, mm-hmm. like I never regretted spending the money, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like I definitely remember looking at my bank account and, you know, looking at a night out or something like that. And I never regretted the time or money that I spent. Mm-hmm. And I would look at it as like, okay, well now I have to like not have as many Chipotle burritos for the next 2 weeks, you know, like the sort of thing where, I would look at regret the same way. I'd be like, mm-hmm. okay, well, what can I do about it now? you know?
Yeah.
yeah. I never regret spending the money, or especially when it comes to like friends too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And relationships.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How about you, Max?
I think about it in a sense, like I am not a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am the type of person that if I don't go on a run or be active in some way, go on a walk with Bowie in the morning, I won't do it later mm-hmm. in the day. I'm not an evening worker outer. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it this weekend and I was like, when have I ever like done something for myself in regards to exercise and regretted it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like you're moving your body, you're mm-hmm. doing something. You are basically thanking your body and for doing what it does for you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and tell myself that at like 6 a.m. sometimes when I'm like gonna meet a friend for a workout, I'm like, okay, you're not gonna regret this. So just peel yourself out of bed. But it's so cold, but you don't want to do it. And I try and remind myself that even when it's very hard.
That's a really good reminder because there are times that I have regretted like staying in bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. I regret staying in bed all the time.
I think of the wasted time that I spent, like when I could have been doing something else,
mm-hmm.
you know, like when there's nothing else to do and I sleep in, oh, it's the most glorious thing in the world.
Yeah.
But like if there's something that I was going to do
in a new place,
right.
I hate sleeping in when I'm in a new place.
Oh
it makes
gosh.
Me so mad.
Oh my gosh. And like hotels are the best place to sleep in. Cause the beds are usually so comfy, mm-hmm. but yeah, you just want to get up and out.
Mm-hmm.
I know we all have the travel bug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that is heavily tied to regret for me is first impressions.
Mm. Oh.
Because that is one thing that I think of that you can never get back.
Mm.
You can never redo a first impression.
I think I've had friends where I've not liked them at first and then, yeah, upon second go have mm-hmm. changed my mind. So I think I'm the opposite. I think first impressions are always weird.
Yeah.
And like meeting people is weird in general. So I feel like you have to hang out at least like twice or meet someone at least twice.
Yeah.
And if you still get an inky vibe after twice, then.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No dice.
What if the first impression was so bad that you didn't want to hang out with the person again?
I mean, I have had that. I've certainly had that. Or someone says something and you're like, oh, wow. Never forget that.
I guess I don't think too deeply about first impressions because I don't know that person either unless we're going into it when you know so much about said person and they know nothing about you. Usually that's not the case. So I don't really stress out about first impressions that much.
Like,
if you're cool, you're cool.
Wow, baby. Yeah.
If we vibe, we vibe.
I totally stress out about first impressions. Oh my god.
It's okay. That's normal.
Talk. Will you guys please talk more about like how do you feel going into, because I'm gonna try to channel this now. I'm gonna try to, because I first impressions are definitely one of those maybe it's like a certain level of social anxiety that I have or something like that. But I think a lot about impressions and first impressions when I am going to a party or when I'm going to like meet somebody. And so Maggie, you are going to a party at Becky's house.
Okay.
And you're meeting one of Becky's really good friends who's moving to LA.
Okay.
And Becky's like, I really think that you guys are going to hit it off. I think that this could be a really good friend for you. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you thinking when you're getting ready?
I'm thinking I'm going to go see Becky. I think it's going to be a cool casual hang. And if she's Becky's friend, that probably means she's cool. So it's going to be a great time. What are you thinking if you were Maggie?
I'm thinking.
You get nervous.
I'm thinking, what if she doesn't like me? What if
I think if the stakes were different, if I'm going to a party where I know no one, I'm obviously stressed. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I have to carry this conversation with people that I don't know. Obviously, your feelings there are valid.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be just super stressed that, you know, I'd be like, okay, well, like, is she like, like a really cool person? Should I dress cool so that she thinks that I'm cool? Like right when I walk in, you know, I don't know.
You're playing through it.
I'm playing it in my head. You're trying to visualize.
Yeah.
Oh, is this top too revealing? Is she going to think that I'm like, I don't know, that I'm like too like outwardly sexual,
a loose woman.
Is she going to like,
I feel like you're projecting the feelings of meeting Wes's classmate's parents onto Becky's friend.
Probably. I wore a crop top to a play date the other day. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my God, this could either be the worst idea or the best idea. Like, are they going to think that I'm like dressing too young for my age? And they're going to think that I'm trying too hard.
I think those are common anxieties to have.
Yeah.
And that everyone has them, but also like you look good in a crop top.
That's how I walked out of the house. I was like,
and if you look good, you're going to emulate some boss ass energy.
Who cares if I'm dressing too young for my age. Like, it's a crop top and it's warm. So who cares, you know? And inevitably where my mind goes is I have all of those thoughts. I have all of those feelings of insecurity and am I going to regret this? Mm-hmm. And then I talk myself out of it. I talk myself into just being confident and being like, you can do this.
Yeah.
Like
power pose.
Just decide this is what I'm wearing and this is what I look like and these are the decisions that I've made. And you know what, Ariel? You're not going to regret this. You're not going to regret walking out there with confidence and you know, but then I always do. I always sit in the car and I talk to myself about the things that I wish I had said.
Wear the crop top, Ariel.
I don't know. You guys don't do that?
I feel like the stakes are different. I feel like maybe if I was going to school again for the first time or if I was meeting, kids, parents that, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it's almost like a graduation of school.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Is that just what the rest of my life is going to be like? I mean, you guys.
No, I feel like you'll make a cute little group of friends.
You'll have mom friends.
You feel like you guys don't like have friend dates. And you worry about it?
Friend dates as in like new friends?
Sure.
Blind date? No.
Or do you remember meeting guys? Like, do you go back to before you were coupled?
Okay.
And
oh gosh.
Do you have regrets?
Online dating, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You were in the online dating world.
I was in the online dating world.
Talk about it.
You swiped. For a while.
I swiped.
You swiped. I've always wanted to swipe.
You've always wanted.
I've always wanted to swipe.
I still swipe on friends. It's my sister.
Oh, my God. I was like, Maggie, no. Jesus, you're playing tricks here. Go on now.
No, I swipe on friends just to see, like, what do profiles look like now? Like, what are the new things? Are we still putting people with your pets? Like, what are we doing now? What are the opening lines?
So do you regret the things that you put on your profile, or you regret, like, some of the dates you went on?
I feel like I probably regret
nothing.
No, maybe some of the dates I went on. I don't know if I've said this before, but one of my girlfriends actually during, like, COVID, she went on a couple Zoom dates with people that she was, like, matching with. And she said that was actually very efficient for time because she works in a pretty intensive job and she doesn't have a lot of off hours and sometimes works, like, 50-hour, 70-hour work weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So she said that, like, ixnayed a lot of people off the list and, like, didn't waste her time in that way.
Maybe she was able to really...
Maybe being a little bit more particular.
Yeah.
On, like, who I went on dates with.
I'm thinking that maybe there was a situation where, like, do you regret the time wasted on people that you didn't really like? Mm,
I feel emotional energy,
spent.
Mm. Or, like, for breakups or things like that, spending too much emotional energy. But then once you get past it, how many years out of it, I'm like, well, that was dumb. Why was I so sad when I could have been happy? But that, I think that's a part of growing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. So as you've aged, your relationship to regret has sort of changed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think when you were younger and you were, like, doing those swipey dates? Where it was any part of it, like, regret in the moment? Like, did you ever, like, walk in to, like, a date and you were like, I shouldn't have done that?
Yes.
Shouldn't have
absolutely
done this.
Excused myself to the bathroom. Texted my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, God.
Why call am me I in here? 5 minutes.
Why am I here?
Yeah. But now you look back and it's kind of like,
no, that, like, teaches funny. You what, one, it's a funny story for later, for right now. Yeah. And then two, it teaches you what you, I feel like reformulating your thoughts on regrets is helpful because without some form of regret, then you don't learn about yourself and learn what you like. And
right.
If your life is always in an upward trajectory, there's no room to reflect and learn from your experiences. So, like, embracing regret is actually not embracing, but
like sitting in that hard place.
Sitting in the hard place teaches you a little bit about your actions and what you could have done differently is helpful for things that you will do in the future.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's definitely an opportunity to, like, look inward. Yes. You know?
It seems like talking about regret, many of us aren't feeling those feelings of regret all the time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is because we, you know, regretted certain things in our past and now our relationship with regret has become this situation where, well, am I going to regret not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like regret in certain areas of your life, like, maybe my feelings with regret in regards to relationship, like, that's all pretty solid now. Whereas, like, regret in regards to opportunities and things like that, that may be a little bit more raw. And I think that that's also a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the reality of regret is that it's just, it's a daily thing. And it's the way that you, like, deal with it that kind of defines your relationship with it. You know, like, am I going to be sad about this or am I going to move on from this? It seems like regret is something that is just part of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. How, I mean, so I talked to myself in the car. Are there any like particular things that you guys do to process regret?
Therapy. I pay someone to listen to me talk about it.
But I think my view of regret would be on those like bigger topics. Like I was saying, the first thing that comes to mind is my friends who choose not to have kids. Mm-hmm. The way people say like, you're going to regret that. Or like I would hear from my parents when I was little, like, well, if you don't talk to your grandma and grandpa now, you're going to regret it later. So I feel like maybe it was my relationship with regret is more tied to like guilt almost.
Interesting.
And like not wanting to feel guilty.
Oh.
So like I'll usually cave and do whatever that is.
Whatever the person said that you're going to regret.
Yeah, that you're going to regret this. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to regret it one day. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess I just like, yeah. I guess I don't do anything.
Now I know how to get you anywhere. I'm like, Becky, you better come hang out with me today because
you're going
to
regret it.
You're going to regret it.
And she'll come over in 2 seconds.
Legit.
Wow.
It's probably true. I'll be like, I mean, yeah, Maggie works in a hospital. She'd get hit by an ambulance on the way out. And then that's it. No more Maggie for me.
I love there's Becky's like risk averse personality coming out. She's like, well, Jesus, what if something happens?
Could be the last time. I do think about that sometimes with like text messages too, where if I don't respond or I forget like to text someone something, I'm like, oh God, that could be it. We'll be watching a documentary about our lives and I'll be sitting there going, and that was the last text I ever sent.
No wonder you send so many gifts.
I never thought that. Never, ever.
I try and keep everyone's voice messages, you know? I get really sad when they expire or I forget to keep. Or at least the good ones.
Just to have like your friends' voices.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that regret is helpful?
Yes.
Or only harmful? Or is it the way you sit with it that makes the difference?
Yeah, I feel like the way you sit with it can determine whether or not it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like there are a lot of movies about regret.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Oh my God, 17 again.
Yeah.
Never Ariel. Seen it. What's that?
Ariel? Oh my God. It's a Zac Efron movie. And I believe Leslie Mann is also in it.
Okay.
There's a beautiful scene. Well, I can't spoil it. It's the end. I'm going to spoil it. People have seen this movie. He takes out a piece of paper. He turns 17 again. He's regretted all these things in his life because he, you know, his girlfriend got pregnant when they were in high school. So it derailed his life. And now she wants a divorce. And he's in the courtroom and he's reading. He's a little 17-year-old kid reading his little paper. There's nothing on it, Ariel. Because he is Matthew Perry. He is the adult man. In the 17-year-old's body. And he learned that he didn't need to regret those things in life. His life just had a new path. Keep smacking this with my chin. I'm too expressive with my chin.
Wait, that's fascinating.
Yeah, you should watch 17 again. It's so cute.
Wait, so the 17-year-old man who is getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Wait, so not 17-year-old
so Matthew
man
Perry
who's getting a divorce.
Matthew Perry, that's his name, right? From Friends?
Friends, yeah.
He and Leslie Mann are dating in high school, and then he's a basketball player, and then she gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, use condoms, everyone. she gets pregnant, and it derails his life, and now he's like in a job that he doesn't want to be in, and you know, all these other things. So he's
thinking about the things that he regrets.
He's thinking about
teenager.
Things he regrets, and then it's raining, and then he falls. He falls trying to help this man in a magic river. And he wakes up and he's 17 again and he's Zac Efron.
Huh. And he realizes that he wouldn't change anything.
Yes. He has to repair his relationship with his son and daughter and then his almost ex-wife, Leslie Mann.
Okay.
I think it's Leslie Mann.
It sounds great. Yeah. It sounds like that's like the movie about regret.
Right. But I feel like there's like a lot of movies are like regret themed.
Sure.
Of like, what if, what could have been? I think there actually is a movie called What If with Daniel Radcliffe.
Well, it's because they're, I mean, and they're all dramas, of course, because all the feelings
17
around,
again is a comedy until you get to that end.
Really?
Then it's tugging on your heartstrings.
Because I feel like all the feelings that you have around regret are these really like difficult feelings.
Yeah.
So is that your favorite movie about regret?
It is probably high up there. Rainey, have you seen it? I feel like you would love it. Yeah. I was like, I'm starting to get on Rainey's wavelength of knowing what she likes. And 17 again, right up your alley.
Yeah.
So funny. Makes me laugh out loud every time I watch it.
Is Interstellar? I feel like I saw Interstellar recently.
Is that about regret?
Where Matthew McConaughey is lost in space.
Yeah. Never mind.
What does he regret? What's the regret premise there?
I'm human.
Thinking back on
goes into space and abandons his family.
Leaves
but,
his, yeah.
But I do that heartbreaking scene where he's like watching the tapes and just like sobbing.
Yes. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're regrets totally
going into space.
Yeah.
Like you regret one decision that you made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it takes like his entire lifetime. He's like, okay, if you leave and go into space now, it's going to be like 45 years is like 2 seconds or something like that.
Holy moly. Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's fucked up. Yeah. I'm not going to space. Okay. I'm just going to say it here and now. I'm not going to space.
A decision like mm-mm. that.
Yeah.
A human being cannot process that change in their life where they just leave their family for 45 years. That's so much.
A really long time. Mm-hmm. That's like extra space. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? That's like real lost in space shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's much more nuanced because they made a whole movie about it. But
it's based on a true story, Ariel.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You are shitting me. Don't do that. You're so good at that. You're such a good actress. I can't. I've completely lost my train of thought now. You're killing me. I was like, well, I was actually thinking back, like, is there somebody who's been in space for 45 fucking years?
Errol, they're still there.
It's Ned. Oh my God. But okay. But if you like really look at this as a like choice, you know, choosing to go into space, choosing your job over staying with your family. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucks.
I'd be pretty pissed.
What's that movie with Mandy Moore?
13 Going on 30?
No.
You mean the other one where the boyfriend dies?
To Remember.
Oh, to Remember. I thought you were talking about the other one, the dead boyfriend.
Well, this one has death in it too. But
spoiler alert.
But it, you know, I don't even remember the like premise of that movie. I just remember feeling very, very sad. And
you don't remember the premise of A Walk to Remember.
She dies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's dying.
I mean, at the end.
She's dying.
Yes.
And he spends she's not dying time with her.
She's living.
That's right. Exactly.
She lives.
She does not regret the life that she lived.
Yeah. Yes. She has a bucket list.
Yes.
She does not need a reason to be angry with God, Ariel.
That's right. That's right.
That's what she yells at.
So she
That's Shane West.
She does all her things.
Does she get a tattoo?
She gets a butterfly tattoo.
Ooh.
While she's playing on the radio.
Oh. Ha.
They're in the car in that scene. It's a Mandy Moore song.
So funny. Yeah. She had sex. On her bucket list.
They have sex when they get married.
Right. They got married. Right.
They get married in the church where her mother got married.
She wanted to just check off all those things that she would have regretted not doing.
Yeah. Mm. She was in two places at once.
Oh, yeah. She was like state lines.
Yeah.
So funny.
We used to watch Walk to Remember every Wednesday when I was in college.
Walk to Remember Wednesday?
Really? Why?
I don't know. My friend Hannah and I really liked it. I really liked it. It was a good movie.
That's fun.
I've definitely seen it more than once.
Oh, yeah. We love the little, your little chicken shit. There's a part. You'll go back and watch it and you'll be like, that's funny. That's funny. So I don't think Mandy Moore regrets a lot. You know what I mean? I feel like she's made some good career choices.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, she probably regrets that one awful guy that she married. Who was
what?
That horrible guy. Ryan Adams? Ryan Adams, he's a bad man.
She was...
Bad man.
She was married before?
Yeah, before Tyler.
Oh, wow.
Tyler? Is it Tyler? Taylor.
Taylor.
That's why she didn't make music for a long time. She had like this like beautiful op-ed about like emotional abuse. And it was like, what? Mandy.
Damn.
That's why she's having this like resurgence with This Is Us. Yeah, Mandy Moore's a strong lady.
Huh. I'm going to go do a deep dive on Mandy Moore now.
Yeah.
She's cool. I was following
her. She got a beautiful house.
I was following her house thing.
Beautiful house.
I was following her house.
She loves that terrazzo renovation. Tile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But clearly not doing my research.
You only want her for the house.
I was in it for the design.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
you know what I'll never regret?
What?
Is reading these Am I the Assholes?
Should we end this on a lighter note?
Am I the Asshole on Wedding? My buddy Kaylin was supposed to get married to his ex-fiance, Kaylee, next weekend. They were together like 4 or 5 years and seemed like a perfect couple in
love. Sorry, their names are Kaylin and Kaylee?
Kaylin and Kaylee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The double case.
Just needed to...
they were happy, always doing sweet things for each other, etc. We always joked that they were relationship goals. So everyone was shocked when Kaylee called us last week frantically asking if we knew where Kaylin was. He just didn't come home from work that day. No warning, no nothing. I don't know what all went down, but a couple of days ago, Kaylee makes this post that the wedding is off, but there's still going to be an unwedding party / reception because it's too late to get most of the refunds. Makes sense. Immediately after, drama, Kaylin starts messaging all of us upset, asking if we're going. Apparently, he was going through something but wanted to stay together, and Kaylee broke up with him instead. Now he's devastated. He's furious that we're thinking of partying when that will be just a hard day for him and he needs our support. Our friends are split. The way I see it, I already took time off for the wedding. Our cabins are already booked, and I don't know if we can get refunds. We already bought new clothes for the wedding, and we're looking forward to a romantic weekend away in the mountains. It sucks that Kaylin is heartbroken, but he kind of brought it on himself. Plus, Kaylee has upgraded the cash bar to an open bar.
Wow.
what a tidbit to include, my friend. But my other friends think that since we're his friends first, we shouldn't be going there. We should be going there for him when he's, or we should be there. Boop, we'll go back. But my other friends think that since we're his friends first, we should be there for him when he's going through a hard time, even if it's his own dumbass fault, and that we'll be responsible if he harms himself while we're partying and drinking.
Whoa.
They say we should use the time off to do something nice with him instead.
Okay, this is
fraught. This is a lot to unpack here. Yeah. A lot to unpack. So Kaylin was supposed to get married. Kaylin is numero uno friend. Kaylee is number two friend, the new one in.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm thinking is Kaylin now not involved in this party at all?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it sounds like not at all.
So
Kaylin will not be there, like, will not be attending.
Financially, were they paying for it together? Is it like Kaylee's family or something that now they're...
I assume it was all already paid for because they called it off within a couple weeks. I think we had all of our full payments done except for like a couple little things a couple weeks before the wedding.
All right. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think a lot's going on here. I was gonna make a joke, and then we hear at the end, we don't want Kaylin to hurt himself. I'm like, well, what are you people doing? Something is going on here. Like, I think to include that at the end is kind of like, well, I think he might be going through something tough.
Yeah.
Something not good, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was starting out thinking, you know, if he's just... feeling sad, like feeling sorry for himself, then it's, you know, go to the party. Like, it's kind of on him to like take care of his business. And if the party's happening anyway, like he shouldn't be shaming you about going to a party. But
if you were numero uno friend, that's where I am like, I don't know. I have some friends that have been together 4 or 5 years. And while they're both our friends, there's something with a first friendship, I think, that kind of holds your loyalty, and it does seem weird to go. I think you could go and stay in the cabin, but maybe not go to the wedding, the unwedding party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, if you're a really good friend, though, you could just be like, yeah, I mean, it's sad, but the wedding is paid for, so as your friend, I think you should go and have a great time, and then, you know, come back and we'll... you know, talk about sad things together.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder what went down.
Yeah.
Sounds like something big went down.
Something big. Yeah.
Something big happened. At first we thought Kaylee was the poor Kaylee. And now I'm like, poor Kaylin.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who do we root for?
I need more information.
I think you might be the asshole if you go to the party. I think that's where I'm landing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the other side.
I think it's because they knew Kaylin first. And if you're going to include a part where you think he might do something, there's a little tiny part of your brain that thinks he could.
Yeah.
So Something big is going on with your friend, and it does seem shitty to go party.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? To know, I need more information. I was like, why can't they just discuss like adults mm-hmm. and both be able to partake in party? I know mm-hmm. that's like kind of a happily ever after story. Mm-hmm. And there might be a hello. It sounds very complicated, but
I don't think it's fair of, I mean, taking these people out of the situation and mm-hmm. just putting other people in the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's fair to ask somebody to like change their plans and like not do something, you know, if it's not hurting you. Like,
but I think it would be hurting them. I think it would very much hurt Kaylin's feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he's already said, I don't want you to go to this party.
But they don't want, he doesn't want them to go to the party. Why? Because he wants them to be his friend and not Kaylee's friend?
Yes.
Isn't the party his wedding?
Yeah. His unwedding.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that that's why he's hurt. It's not because he doesn't want them to party. It's because it's his wedding. And they're
but it's
still
not
going.
His wedding.
It is his money though, right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know.
I assume it's partially his money.
It's his money then too. It's
but
his
then,
party.
But then there was the tidbit about upgrading the open bar. So like she's clearly paying for some parts of it.
But you would never be, if you go to someone's unwedding party, you're never friends with them ever yeah. again. There's no fucking way.
And it seems like it's a travel wedding too. Like,
but that makes it even more so where like the flights are booked.
Yeah, go to the cabin and you yeah. just drink in the cabin.
Yeah. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could go to an unwedding. I would just urge them both as friends. I'm like, try and figure this out. If not, I feel like it's a lose-lose either
but,
way.
Like, I get it that it's his wedding, but they're also friends with the girl who's putting on the party.
But they were Kaylin's friends first. The only reason they were invited to the wedding is because they were Kaylin's friends.
Well, that wasn't actually said. They could be equal friends with both people. And
they
just
said
the
they
fact
were friends
that it was
first in the email. Friends first.
Well, they could be friends first, but not as good of friends.
So you're saying the open bar is what?
She's been swayed by the free liquor.
I'm not. I am saying that, yes, it is complicated. It is complicated. But, you know, being friends first doesn't mean that like you're better friends with Kaylin than you are with Kaylee. What I'm saying is that it doesn't feel fair to me for a friend to ask you to choose sides.
I'm 50-50 on it.
You would ask somebody to choose sides?
I had some loyal bitches in my crew. You know what I'm saying?
I would go hang out in the cabin. There's some, but I'm leaning on yeah. not going to the unwedding because it just...
Well, I do feel like if...
I would be like, you have to pick.
If I had friends that I was like, you have to choose, I would only... Like, I feel like then, yeah, if these are your ride or die friends and you're asking them to choose and they are like, I don't know, open bar, then... Yeah, you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
If you are, but also like they didn't know where he was for 5 days. They don't know what the situation is that's going on. So like, are they his ride or die friends or are they like kind of friends? And he's asking them to choose. And they're like, well, we like Kaylee too. And she's throwing this awesome party that we already have paid
she's
for.
She's throwing this awesome party celebrating the fact that she broke up with you because you were going through something intense that she didn't want to work through.
There okay. is that. Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit more. But it's not a party celebrating that or is that basically what the unwedding is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a celebration of the fact that they broke up. And so it's basically a huge fuck you to.
Yeah. Yes. It's a fuck you party. Yeah.
It's a fuck you party. Okay. That changes things.
Because you could also
that
like,
changes things.
She I'm thinking upgraded it's just the a bar.
Party. I'm thinking it's just like a, you know, she's like, I'm sad too, but I'm having a party because why not? You know?
Yeah.
I guess I'm putting myself in her situation thinking like, how would I feel being Kaylee? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I just spent a massive amount of money to bring my friends together, and I'm not going to not bring my friends together, you know? So I don't see it as like a fuck you party. I see it as a, like, let's not be sad.
Well, is Kaylin invited? That's what I want to know.
It's a good question. And choosing not to come.
Is Kaylin invited, and is he going to go? Yeah. Well, just let him know.
Would you go?
I just want to know if he was invited. I want to know if the offer was extended.
I mean, I'm sure that he probably paid for part of it.
Don't go. I'm still team don't touch that unwedding with a 10-foot pole. Go away. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Otherwise, Kaylin's never your friend again. And then you have pick sides.
Well, if you don't go, then Kaylee's not your friend again. So it depends on what side you want to choose.
Yeah, it depends on who you like more.
Mm-hmm. But then if we do need to address the, like, hurting yourself part of it, which, like, if that is the case, you need to help your friend. Like, yeah. There's
it's
no party.
Like
that's an
added one liner at the end that I was like,
should have been.
I think that person needed to reread what they typed themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, where you're like, maybe evaluate what you're writing down here.
Like, if you are actually concerned that like your choices will affect the way that this person like harms or doesn't harm themselves, then you need to think about that first, rather than the open bar.
Mm. Yeah, the open bar was also a very like, hey. Just one little one-liner in there. Like, okay.
Well, I have to know. Okay, so Maggie, go or no go?
No go.
Becky, go or no go?
You're an asshole if you go.
Whoa.
I think you are, in fact, the asshole if you don't go to the wedding. Yeah, the unwedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we all know where I stand. I'm not going to say it because it makes me an asshole.
Ariel's getting the Chardonnay.
She's going for the pre-Chardonnay.
We'll never know until we're in that situation.
Right. Yeah.
From an outsider's perspective, I think everybody needs to chit chat with a therapist or someone to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide who the asshole is when we get an update.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get an update one day. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But for now, guys, that's the end. The end of this episode. I hope you don't regret listening to us.
I hope you don't regret the hour that you've spent with us.
We loved having you sitting here.
Yeah. I certainly don't ever regret talking to you guys.
So never. Nice.
Yeah. Never. I definitely go back to my car and think of things that I wish I had said to you. But I don't regret being here.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that journey. And love all these beautiful questions our sweet Pixat Rainey came up with.
Yes.
We loved it.
Thank you, Rainey.
Thank you, sweet Rainey. If you guys have any other topics you want us to deep dive, let us know. Let us know in the comments whether your team, Kaylee or Kaylin, would you go to the wedding? Comment a wine glass emoji if you're going to the open bar, and comment an X if you wouldn't go. Or no, do a little house if you would only go to the cabin. So wine glass if you're going to the party. Cabin if you're only going to the cabin. Not touching that party.
And then a big old X if you're like, screw the money, I'm staying home.
Giving it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
This is a very complicated roster of
we'll
things
do a rubric
that you need.
Yeah, we'll do a little emoji aside for you. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Until then, make sure you're washing your hands, getting vaccinated and boosted, and wearing your mask, and peeing after sex, and paying your taxes. Some more stuff going on, right?
You should probably pay your taxes.
Yeah. The time's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.